Whether he comes to you gently, he doesn't come to you harsh, he comes to you with a loving presence.
Thank you. gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for being God and God all by yourself. We praise you and we bless you, O God, and we honor you. We love you with everything in our hearts, everything in our minds, everything in our soul. Everything we have, you gave it to us. Everything we know, you taught us. Everything we can do, you gave us power to do so. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for that today, oh God. It's another day's journey, and we're glad about it. You didn't have to let us live, and we're glad to be in service one more time. Lord, we bless you for this day. You brought us to another week. Danger seen and unseen, you brought us to another moment to give you glory, to celebrate your goodness, fellowship with our brothers and sisters. We thank you, oh God, for what you've done thus far. We thank you for what you're going to continue to do. We ask, oh God, that you will heal us, that you will strengthen us. Whatever's not right, will you make it right? Whatever's not straight, will you straighten it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, by your power that you will renew us, restore us, give us that what we need, that we might be better for you and better for the kingdom. Will you have mercy upon us, oh God, where we've fallen short of your glory, where we've missed the mark, we've sinned against you. Now, God, we pause in this worship experience just to ask you to share a word with us. We ask that your Holy Spirit will be the preacher, and we'll be receptive to what you want to say to us today. Thank you right now for your word. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the victory that's in your word. Thank you for the healing that's in your word. Thank you for the strength that's in your word. Lord, we thank you now for your son, Jesus, our elder brother, who came one day, lived, died, was buried, rose on one Sunday morning with all power in his hands. And because he got up, oh God, we're able to get up this morning. And we praise you and we thank you. We love you. We thank you. We magnify your name. In the mighty, marvelous, majestic name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to all of you. What a blessing it is to be amongst the living in the land of the dying. We thank God for this day that God has blessed us and prospered us to assemble together in this parking lot worship encounter. We thank God for him saying yes to our living today, us being able to be witnesses of the power of the Most High God. All of us, under the sound of my voice, can testify that God is good, and can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. We thank God today for him. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. To all of our ministers that are assembled here, and to the officers and leaders of this ministry, to all of you, my father's children, we bid you good morning. And we thank God for this day. Thank God for you. And to all of you all who may be viewing with us online, we thank you this morning for tuning in and sharing with us on this morning. God bless you. We thank God for you. We love you so much. And we thank you for your continued support and prayers for the ministry. Amen. We thank God for our music ministry blessing us and setting the atmosphere for worship today. Amen. Help me thank God for our worship, our music ministry. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord we desire to share with you today. And we solicit your prayers, those who are going to pray right. We want to share with you today a very familiar passage, but see what the Lord wants to say to us today. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter number 15. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter number 15. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 15. And we want to commence reading for the benefit of brevity and where we want to share today. We want to read verses 32 and a few of the following. St. Matthew chapter 15, commencing at verse number 32. And the word of the Lord reads thusly. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said seven and a few little fishes. That's enough. We'll stop right there. Blessed are those who read and apply God's holy word. This morning, we want to tag this text. If he did it before, he can do it again. That's God's word to all of us on this morning. That if he did it before, he can do it again. We need to be very careful today, as blessed as we are, as protected as we are, as covered as we are, we need to be very careful about the language we use, the words that we share, even the words that we type. We need to be very careful of our attitudes. We need to be very careful of our dispositions. We need to be very mindful of our countenance. No matter how frustrated you may be this morning, we need to be mindful of how we are approached to worship today. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter who's made us mad, no matter who's hurt our feelings and broke our heart, we need to be very mindful this morning of our attitude, because we as believers in God represent God. All of us under the sound of my voice, we are the representation, the earthly representation of the goodness and the grace of God. Sometimes God won't send some stuff. Sometimes God will send you and I. Sometimes if people want to know if there is a God, they've got to look at our lives. If people want to know that God can heal, they've got to see our testimony. And so we've got to be very careful today and every day of our life how we live. And it's not so much what we do. Be mindful of how you do it. And we've got to be very careful today and think about something. We can't keep living like God won't make a way. We can't keep acting like God won't open doors. We've got to stop perpetrating like God's got to do it, like we don't know for a fact that God can move by his spirit and do something amazing in our lives. Listen to me. I know that I'm not the only one on this parking lot, only one who might be on Facebook right now who knows and has been a recipient and a beneficiary of the power, the work, and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. This is not the first time you've been in a storm. This is not the first time you've had a problem. This is not the first time you didn't feel too well. This is not the first time somebody lied on you. This is not the first time you've had your heart broken. This is not the first time that you've been disappointed. This is not the first time you've been afraid. This is not the first time that you didn't have any money. You've been broke before. You've been busted before. You've been disgusted before. And my question to you this morning, can I ask y'all something? Didn't God bring you out before? Didn't God take care of you then? Didn't God take care of you yesterday? Didn't God take care of you last week? So why would you go through all the trouble of waking up this morning and putting that look on your face like God can't make a way? Why would you go through all the trouble and complain about what you don't know is going to happen? Why would you go through all the trouble of telling other folk about what's going on instead of telling God about what's going on? Listen to me. God's word to you today is, if I done it before, I can do it again. That's God's word to you today. Don't let a different day cause you to think you got to have a different deliverer. I want to tell you today that if it takes a different day, you still got the same deliverer. I don't care what the problem is, you got the same provider. You don't need to find some new scheme. You ain't got to find some new recipe. You ain't got to find some new way to make it. God is still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it before, I'm crazy enough. I don't know, I might be by myself this morning, but I'm crazy enough to believe that if he did it before, he'll do it again. Glory to God. And in our text this morning, I want to look at a group of disciples. A group of disciples who do not understand yet, after being with Jesus, walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus, seeing him, they still don't believe that he'll do what he said he'll do. They still are wrestling with doubt. They are still wrestling with their faith. They are still wrestling with unbelief because they walked into a new situation and they forgot about the same Savior. And I'm going to rush through this because I know y'all ain't got time today. But let me tell you, all I want to tell you this morning is that it don't take nothing new. Y'all are looking to the president. We're looking to Dr. Fauci. We're looking to the governor. We're looking to the banker. You're looking for your job. Can somebody look to Jesus? Can somebody lift up your eyes to the hills when you're coming your help? If he was good enough for you then, why it can't be good enough for you now? And it's a group of disciples who are struggling. Now, today's text, y'all, if you've ever read the Bible a little bit, if you halfway like the Bible, this narrative deals with Jesus feeding a multitude of 4,000. In chapter number 15, Jesus is feeding a multitude of 4,000. But in chapter 14, he just fed a multitude of 5,000. Y'all missed your shot right there. In chapter 14, he feeds a multitude of 5,000. And now in chapter 15, there's going to be a multitude of 4,000. And it's not the people who are struggling. It's not the hungry folk who are struggling. It's the people who've been with God who are struggling. It's the ones who've been in church who are struggling. It's the one who've been the Bible study who are struggling. It's the ones who've been preaching who are struggling. It's the ones who've been giving who are struggling. It's the deacon who's struggling. It's the preacher who's struggling. It's the baptized folk who are struggling. Chapter 14, Jesus feeds a multitude of 5,000 people. And here we are again in chapter 15, and just because it's a different day, just because it's a different dilemma, we start to forget about the same deliverer. Is that somebody else's testimony today? That there have been times in your life that you've let what happened new cause you to think you need something new. Yeah, it's let you think because you're dealing with something you never dealt with before, you think you got to go to somebody different. Yeah, I think I'm talking to the right crowd today, because we've been trying new stuff. We've been trying new medicine. We've been trying new herbs. We've been trying new spices. We've been trying new prayers. We've been trying new stuff to do. We've been giving ourselves all these quotes, and we've been talking to natural healers. We've been talking to all these witch doctors. We talked to all these life coaches. We've done everything because we're dealing with something new. And here it is today that Jesus wants to let you know that I'm the same deliverer that I was when I brought you through that. Can I ask you a question? Can I be a little nosy this morning? Didn't you think that what you went through last year was the worst thing you ever experienced in your life? And look at you today, still living. You still got breath in your body. Still got the activity of your limbs. I know I'm not by myself this morning. Listen to me, y'all. In chapter 14, Jesus sees this multitude who's been with him for one day. For one day, they've been with him, and he notices how hungry they are. And he has a plan to feed these folk who are hungry. His disciples, once again, were questioning, saying, we don't have enough because we're in this desert place. Jesus takes and asks, how much do you have? Five fish, five loaves of bread, and two fish. Five loaves of bread and two fish. He takes it, blesses it, breaks it, feeds the multitude. Everybody go home happy. 12 baskets full for the food left over. Here it is, chapter 15. Now Jesus has moved on. He's now, here's the difference between these two dilemmas. One thing is, now he's dealing with Gentiles. In chapter 14, he was dealing with Jews who were church folk. Now Jesus moves and delivers and wants to set free, wants to heal, wants to feed Gentiles. Y'all don't like that. Wait a minute. In chapter 14, he heals Jews. In chapter 14, he feeds Jews. But Jesus moves on in chapter 15, and he starts thinking about folk that other folk ain't never been thinking about. He's thinking about the poor. He's thinking about the needy. I know I'm on live, but he's been thinking about the black folk that y'all been talking about. The black folk that y'all don't think matter. The black people y'all think are three-fifths of a man. Now Jesus is feeding us just like he fed y'all the last chapter. How can we live? I know this ain't part of the message, but how can you live in a country where my life don't matter? How can I live in a country where you can just sit on the back of a truck and shoot me down like I'm fresh game? How can you sit back? Jesus got a plan for my life. And don't let the, wait a minute, hold on. I'm gonna leave it alone. But wait a minute. Let me say this to my brothers and sisters of another ethnicity. Let me say this to you. I hope you hear me real good. I want you to hear me. There comes a time you need, I know you say this often, that I don't see color. But let me say something to you. Sometimes you need to see my color. Because sometimes you need to see what I've been through. You need to see what my ancestors faced. You need to see my pain. You need to see my struggle. Stop acting like the problem ain't there. Racism does exist. But guess what? Chapter 15, he included me. Just like he included you. You can't put me out. You can't leave out of God's plan. He got a plan for my life just like he got a plan for your life. He goes to Gentiles. To Gentiles, to folk that nobody want to fool with. And now he's got a plan for them. Look what he does. In verses 29
through 31, he heals the lame, he heals the blind, he heals the deaf. He's healed nothing but Gentiles. This woman who was just satisfied with crumbs, he healed her and her daughter. Jesus was concerned about other folk. This is how I know that if he did it before, he can do it again, because it's the same Savior. That's all I got for you, y'all. That if you want to know that if you're wondering today if he'll do it again, I'm going to tell you, yeah, he can do it again, because it's the same Savior. I don't care what's going on today. I don't care what you're going to face tomorrow. You got the same Savior. The same Jesus moves to a different region, but he's still the same Savior. Just because God doesn't move don't mean he going to move from what he going to do in your life. Don't let the fact that God is moving and you don't want to move, don't make it believe that God don't care about you. What you need to learn to do, y'all, is learn how to follow Jesus. Lord have mercy. See, some of us right now, we all messed up because we can't do what we normally do. We're all bent out of shape because we can't do what we're accustomed to doing. But can I shout you from heaven right now that God ain't stopped moving just because the government did. God ain't stopped moving just because you can't go to work. God ain't stopped moving just because you can't go to the club. God ain't stopped moving just because you can't go to the mall. God is still the same God, and the church of God is marching on. Look at it, y'all. It's the same Savior. And Jesus is seeing these people. Wait a minute. Can I say something to you? Let me say this to you. Let me put this in the gumbo while I'm mixing it up. In verse number 29 to 31, the Gentiles who don't know about church, the Gentiles who don't know Jesus like that, they just grateful because he healed them. The Bible says they praise God. Now, in chapter 14, when he healed Jews, they didn't praise God. They got mad at him. But in chapter 15, it's the folk who don't know nothing about him who were just grateful that gave him glory. I wish I had some Gentiles on this parking lot with me right now who know that you got some blessings you don't deserve. You got some blessings you can't help but give and praise for. That you know that there was a time that you were left out. That was a time you were lost. That was a time you were broken. And he met every last one of your needs. And I ain't got no charge right now. I don't need a building. All I need is space and an opportunity to tell God, thank you, Lord, that you moved and you blessed me. You healed me. You fed me. You blessed me. Look at it, y'all. Y'all with me? Y'all still with me? It's the same Savior. How do I know that you're going to make it? How do I know that the same, that he did it before, he'll do it again? It's because he's the same Savior. Secondly, y'all, it's the same type of situation. Look at it in the text. In the text, Jesus notices that these folk have been with him for 3 days. The same people that he's healed, Jesus cares. He is concerned about what's going on with you. I need to let somebody know that even when the church don't care, Christ cares. Uh-huh. Y'all don't want to talk about that real quick. But even when the church, even when the people you thought cared about you don't care about you. So let me ask you to do something. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That just because one person don't care don't mean everybody doesn't care. There are some people who God has put in your life that care about you, and just because one person did you dirty don't mean everybody gonna do you dirty. There are people who love you. There are people who care about you. There are people who got their mind on you. Uh-huh, look at it. And these are the people, it's the same situation. They've been walking with him for 3 days, and now some of what they had is gone. And Jesus notices, and he notices, after 3 days, wait a minute, I got to do something about this. Jesus said, Bible says he had compassion. In his heart, he had pity. He had sympathy for seeing people that he's healed still be hungry. So not only is Jesus concerned about you shouting, not only is he concerned about your soul, he is concerned about you having sustenance. Now, get it, don't get it twisted. He's not concerned with you having extra. He's not concerned with you having wants, but he is concerned with you having what you need. Paul says in Philippians 4, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. He did not say, I'm going to supply all your wants. So don't get it twisted today that God ain't mad at you because he ain't give you what you want, but he is giving you what you need. Yeah, I knew my amen was going to stop right there. Because some of us are frustrated because he ain't gave me what I want. But you ain't thanking for what you need yet. Look at it. Can I bless you? Here's where it blesses me, y'all. That Jesus notices and makes a plan to feed people who didn't ask him to feed them.
Y'all missed it. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the Bible. Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue now with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. Nowhere in scripture did somebody say, will you feed us? Nobody said, Jesus, will you give us food? But because they were walking with him, Lord have mercy. Because they stayed with him even while they hungry. Because they stayed with him even though that y'all missed your shout right there. They stayed with him just because they were going through. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not talking to people who quit him when he don't do what you want. This word is for people who made up in their mind, I don't care what happens to me, I'm still going to walk with Jesus. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm going to walk with Jesus. I may be by myself, but I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm confused, but I'm going to walk with Jesus. Yeah. And see, some of us, when we don't get our way, we quit him. Look what you miss out on. You miss out on a blessing. All you got to do is just stay with him. He's got something in store for you. Look here. It's the same Savior, same situation, because they're hungry. And he notices that they're hungry, and now he has a plan to feed them. Look what happens. It's the same Savior, the same situation. Watch this. The same strategy. Same Savior, same situation, same strategy. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't feeling me. Same Savior has the same what? See if y'all listening. Same situation, because guess what? You've been hungry before. You hungry now. Yeah, you're going to be hungry another day. All right? You've had a need before. You have a need right now. Same Savior. All right? Look at it. Y'all ain't feeling God. Y'all ain't feeling God. Y'all want something deep. I ain't got nothing deep for you. Same Savior. Same situation. Now you got the same strategy. Just because you want him to do something new, he's still going to do it how he want to do it. Hold on. Now watch this. Who's jacked up? It's not the hungry folk who jacked up. It's the folk who walking with him who jacked up. Mm-hmm. It's not the hungry people. It's the disciples who jacked up. Because when Jesus says, I want to feed them, they say, where we gonna get it from? I only hear one honk right there. Now too late. Jesus say, I want to do something about it. The disciples, the church folks say, how we going to do that? Jesus says, I'm going to fix this situation. I'm going to take care of Winfield. I'm going to take care of my people. I'm going to heal your body. But the church folk, the one who walk with him, are the ones who say it, how you going to do it? We out here in the wilderness. How you gonna do it? We ain't got enough for you to do it. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. I'm not talking about y'all, I'm talking about the disciples. Now, if you done said it, that ain't my business. Jesus has spoken over your life. But because you can't see how you gonna do it, you start forfeiting your own blessing. Because you can't see how he'll do it. Here's your problem. You got two problems. One, you were just in chapter 14 with him. It's quiet on this parking lot now. You can't make it one chapter? Your faith only goes one chapter? Your faith only goes one day? He says, I'm going to feed him. I'm not going to leave them out here hanging out to dry. And the church folk, the ones who've been with him, are the ones questioning. Let me say something to you. It ain't worldly people who tripping right now. Can I bless us real quick? It ain't worldly folk don't care about being no social distance. Worldly folk ain't tripping. We tripping. And we the ones who've been walking with it. Man, it's quiet on this parking lot. Zed, you might have to play a track or something in a minute.
He did it in chapter 14, and y'all saw it. Here's another thing. Here's another problem. Here's another problem. In Matthew 14, around verse 21, Bible says after Jesus fed that 5,000 plus women and children, Bible said they had 12 baskets full of the leftovers. Something wrong if you ain't got no leftovers from chapter 14, chapter 15. So my question to you is, why are you waiting on him to do it now? What happened to what you got left over from what he's already done before in your life? Do you have anything in your basket? Can you got anything in your memory? Is there anything in your heart that lets you know that if he did it before, y'all missing me. Bible, I ain't making this up, it's in the Bible. Chapter 14, verse 21, he said, keep the leftovers. Don't waste what I've done, cause you gonna need it in chapter 15. Now, the problem, here's the problem. You left the leftovers. You didn't bring any leftovers to chapter 15. Yes, you did. Why? Why do I say that? Jesus asked them how much we got now. And they told him, we got 7 loaves and a few little fish. Wait a minute, I'm confused. In chapter 14, they had 5 loaves, 2 fish. Chapter 15, 7 loaves and a few fish. Y'all missed it. I'm get happy all by myself. In chapter 14, 5 loaves, 2 fish. In chapter 15, 7 loaves and a few. And you still complaining. And you got more in this problem than you had in the last problem. Am I only one by myself who can thank God that I might not have everything, but I got more in this problem? There it is. You got leftovers, but you ain't looked in the freezer. Sometimes you don't need to go to the grocery store. You need to go to your own freezer. And you got some stuff stored up that you were going to need on a day, but you think you need to have money to go get something new. God said, what I gave you yesterday is good enough to make it today. Lord have mercy. But how easy we forget what God has already done. One chapter prior in my life. I'm preaching, buddy, y'all saying amen. Same Savior, same situation, same strategy. How much do we have? And they start telling him, we got 7 fish, 7 loaves, and a few. They were too ashamed to say how many exactly. So he said a few. Because they tried to make it smaller than it really is. This little job, this little old house, this little bit I do have left. Let me go on to the little old ball and chain. You, but don't ever call something that God gave you little. How dare you minimize something that God has blessed in your life? Because everything you and I have is more than we deserve right now. Same. So look what he does. He said, give me that. He said, look what he says. I love Jesus, and I love how he treat us church folk, because God is exposing us in this season. That, once again, it ain't the worldly folk who ain't getting it. It's the church folk who been tearing up the building and ain't got nothing on the inside of us. Yeah. We've been going in the church building, but we ain't got no church in us. And it's showing in moments like these. Because look at it. But look how he handled us. They say, where we gonna get this from? To buy bread, we're in the wilderness. He don't even answer them. Y'all missed it. How should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Jesus said, just tell me how much y'all got. Y'all missed it. How we gonna do this? We ain't got enough. How much you got? I don't need y'all to tell me the how, because y'all talking to who?
Missed it.
Don't tell Jesus how, and he's the who. Child of God, I can't shout you. All I can do is talk to you. Be mindful how you talk to the who. And when you talk to the who, I need about three witnesses. I'll be four. Who know that when you talk to the who, he takes care of the how. He takes care of the when. He takes care of the where. No, y'all, I'm talking about some real folk who know what I'm talking about. That when you talk to the who, he takes care of the how, the when, and the why. We got seven loaves and two fish. Give me that. And then he goes through the same strategy. He don't change his strategy. Because obviously, it's not that these folks who hungry don't get it, my disciples don't get it. So let me take y'all through orientation again. And I'm going to do the same strategy that I did before. Sit the folk down, take the loaves, bless it, break it, share it to everybody. Everybody gets fed. Everybody gets happy. Uh-huh. Yeah. But you got the same Savior, same situation, same strategy, and it's going to be the same success. Because if he did it before, he can do it again. And the same success. How do I know it was successful? Because verse 37 says they all ate. Missed it. They all ate and were filled. Can I be intrusive for a minute? I might be a little graphic, but hopefully not too graphic. Let me say this to you. That anybody who's ever lost weight before, that when you lose weight, or all y'all ain't lost that much weight, anybody ever lost weight before? And when you lose weight, your stomach loses its elasticity. Missed it. That the smaller you are, the smaller your stomach gets, and it goes through a process of more elasticity. In other words, the bigger you are, the more your stomach stretch. The smaller you are, the more it constricts. So wait a minute, watch this. So that when you would try to eat more than you should, you can't stand it like you used to stand it when you were bigger. Maybe God is causing us to lose some of this weight on us, and he's shrinking our stomach so we'll learn how to trust him. Because we done got so big on title. We done got so big on our gifts. We done got so big on position. We done got so big on our money. Got so big on our job. So now he's shrinking our appetite. And now God is talking to people now who just happy to have a word. You just happy to have a meal. You happy to have a roof. You happy to have a car. You're happy to have people. Somebody give God some praise in there. You didn't know that bologna can fill you up just like steak. Y'all ain't know that, did you? Y'all didn't know that cereal can do you just like crawfish. My amen stopped there. I said, y'all know it stopped right there. I know it stopped right there. Same success. Because guess what? No matter if it was steak, no matter if it was shrimp, no matter if it was crackers and potage meat and Vienna sausages, it all go to the same place. And they all were filled. Same success. Now, here's our challenge. I'm done. Bible says all that ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. They all ate, and look what they did. Verse 37, they took up the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. Chapter 14, 12 baskets full. Chapter 15, seven baskets full. Wait a minute. Here's your danger. Here's the danger for us. If you don't start growing in your faith, here's the danger for me and you. In chapter 14, 12 baskets were left for 12 disciples. Chapter 15, seven baskets for 12 disciples. If you can't trust him, he won't trust you with some stuff. But here's what you don't get. Here's what we got to get. 7 big baskets. There were 7 big baskets. So that means that when you carry the leftovers, when you carry the leftovers, stop trying to carry every leftover by yourself. Let's see if we can grow in faith and start carrying the testimony of God together. That if he did it for me, he did it for you, and we'll be a representation that can't nobody. See, too many of us want to carry our own bread and meat. But what you got to learn in this season, that if he don't do it for me, I'm going to use your testimony. I'm going to use your testimony to hold me in there. That if he'll do it for you, I know he'll do it for me. He's the same Savior, same situation, same strategy, same success. What are we going to do now? Look at it. 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 He says, take the baskets and put that meat and bread in the basket. Stop wasting what I've done. Because obviously, if it took chapter 14 to feed people, it took chapter 15 to feed people, who knows what chapter 16 might hold? When you leave this parking lot, you take the basket with you and you tell other folk, I don't have it all, but I got what I need. That God will supply, God will take care, God will restore. Y'all just got through singing, God will restore. Watch your language. Watch your attitude. Watch your countenance. Stop speaking negative. Let me say this to you, and I'm done. None of us should come out of this thing the same way that we went in. We've got too much evidence. We've got too much evidence that he's done it before. He'll do it again. There's nothing that's too hard for our God, even with you. And don't talk yourself out of your own deliverance. Stop talking yourself out of your own blessing. May I share this with you? You can't. He can. You may not. He will. Lord, have mercy. Watch how you say stuff. Pray with some faith. Speak with some faith. Speak positivity. Speak life. If he did it before, he can do it again. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Glory to God. I offer Jesus to you now. My brother, my sister, perhaps you don't know that he can. Perhaps you've never walked with him. Part of this text this morning told us that Jesus is concerned about all of us. Matthew, the whole gospel of Matthew talks to us about the kingdom being set up. The kingdom is where, anywhere where Christ reigns. That his kingdom includes those who are not traditionally in church. That this is a good season. Even if you didn't grow up in church, even if you don't know nothing about the Bible, you may not know, you might call it Job and not Job. But this is a good time for you to get saved and start walking with the Lord. As long as you're walking with Jesus, you got a chance. You got a chance as long as you're walking with Jesus. To be without him, you're in danger. To be with him, you're going to be all right. I want you saved today. If you're not saved, I offer Jesus to you. But you can come to him. You come to him. He's the same Jesus. Same Jesus. If it was Jesus yesterday, it'll be Jesus today. It'll be Jesus tomorrow. The choir's gonna sing that song for it. His name is Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
All you do is call on his name. Jesus, whoever Jesus. Shall call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Who are you today?
Jesus, Jesus.
That wants to be saved. That wants to be saved.
Jesus,
perhaps you are saved today, but you've forgotten the fact you've lost faith. You've lost your belief. You're living in unbelief. You've been complaining, griping, scared, depressed, down, acting as though he can't do it for you. And today you want to get back right with him.
Ask him to forgive me for speaking faithless and speaking negative. Today I want to get that right. Who are you today? Inboxes. Send a message. Let us know if the Lord has spoken to you today. And you fit that criteria. Won't you come to him today? Come on, call him Jesus. Bless you, Father. Bless you. His name, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, call his name.
Jesus.
Come on, y'all singing your calls with us. Sing along with him. Call him Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
There's power in that name.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
There's strength in that name. There's victory in that name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Healing in that name.
Yeah.
Jesus. Come on, one more time. Call him Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, call his name.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Is he your healer? Call him healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, worship.
Healer,
let's worship together. Healer.
Healer, healer, healer. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He's my healer.
Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer.
If you know he's a healer, let us hear you. Honk those horns and you know he's a healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, he's my healer. Let the world know he's a healer. Let Winfield know he's a healer. Let Facebook know he's a healer. Yeah. Come on, Master, he's Master.
Master, Master, Master. Master, Master, Master.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Master, Master, Master.
Come on, call his name, call him Jesus. Master.
Master, Master, Master.
Come on, submit to him, submit to him. Glory to God. Master.
Master, Master, Master.
Come on, call his name Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, my provider.
Provider, provider, provider.
Come on, you know that now. I know you know that. I know you know.
Provider, provider, provider.
Yeah, he's my provider.
Oh, yeah. Provider, provider, provider.
Glory to God. Jesus. He's my provider.
Provider, provider, provider.
Yeah, not my boss, not the bank. Jesus.
Provider, provider, provider.
Glory to God.
Provider, provider, provider. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, he's my savior.
Savior, savior, savior.
Glory to God. Savior.
Savior, savior.
Ain't nothing wrong with worship on the parking lot. Nothing wrong with worship. Jesus. Yeah, he's my Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Glory to God. Yeah, he's my Savior. Come on, call his name. Come on, y'all, do you love him? I love you. Yes, Lord, I love you.
I love him, I love him, I love him.
Yes, Lord God.
I love him, I love him, I love him.
Come on, call his name.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Say, Lord, I love you.
I love you.
have a thank you in your spirit?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, with everything in your spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus. Come on, one more time. Say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, call him. Say Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful worship.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, he is. It's Jesus in the morning. Jesus at the noonday. Jesus in the midnight hour. It's always Jesus. Same Savior. Same provider. The same healer. The same renewer. Same strength. Same victory. Same king. The same ruler. Same protector, same God, same love, same protection, same peace. Yes!
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
To heal. everything will work out fine. Just have faith. When you pray, when you need a friend, when you need a friend, just have faith.